In our gospel reading today, Jesus says this, "For with measure you use it will be measured back to you." The word measure here in the original usage in the Bible is the universal word we get for meter, the international measurement right around the world, a standard of measurement. For the meter you use, it will be metered back to you. The word measure has connotations of being measured or well balanced, with measure, with harmony.
在我们今天读的福音里面，耶稣说：你们用什么升斗量给人？也必用什么升斗量量你们。在这里的measure这个词呢，在英文里面是meter，或者是测量标准的通用的一个词。这个字呢，亦都有被衡量或者平衡、适度同埋和谐的意思。
This meter or measure is a good way to approach our first reading in our gospel reading today. In our first reading, we hear about Joseph forgiving his brothers. This is a story of Joseph in the book of Genesis, Joseph and his brothers. The story of Joseph and his brothers is not a measure of harmony. Joseph's brothers hate Joseph. He's the goody-two-shoes. They sell Joseph into slavery in Egypt. The sinful brothers measure out literally Joseph's life for money.
咁頭先呢個講到話用呢個升斗去測量嘅時候呢，就係連接到我哋今日所讀嘅第一段經文裏面。我哋讀到約瑟寬恕咗佢嘅兄弟，呢個係約瑟同佢兄弟嘅故事。約瑟同啲兄弟嘅故事呢，係一啲都唔和睦嘅。約瑟嘅哥哥都好幸運，約瑟，佢哋將約瑟
Years later, our first reading accounts, Joseph is now somehow in command in Egypt. What the brothers meant for evil, God measured out for good upon good. And through Joseph's wisdom and leadership, there's food measured out in a famine for everyone. And now, Joseph's hungry brothers are begging Joseph for food.
咁好多年之後，我哋今日喺第一段經文讀到內容呢，就係約瑟而家喺埃及係非常之高級，係一個指揮嘅地位。佢啲弟兄嘅意思呢，對佢係惡。上帝嘅意思呢，係善。 凭藉约瑟嘅智慧同埋佢嘅领导能力，即使喺饥荒期间亦都有食物。而家约瑟饥饿嘅弟兄呢，系去约瑟去乞讨一啲食物。Only
the brothers, his own brothers, right? They don't know Joseph. Joseph knows his brothers. And our reading today is that moment that Joseph reveals himself to his brothers. Joseph, think about this, the one who has been hurt, forgotten, abused, reveals himself with the measure of forgiveness and renewal.
但係呢，佢啲弟兄，佢自己嘅弟兄都唔知道呢個就係約瑟。約瑟認得佢哋。我哋今日讀到經文係約瑟向佢嘅弟兄顯示自己嘅時候，約瑟呢個曾經被拋棄、被傷害、被虐待嘅呢一個人，
是展现出自己一个宽恕同埋一个更新咗嘅人。Joseph measures out forgiveness for his brothers. You know, for the measure of their sin, Joseph measures out an embrace. Mercy upon mercy. Reconciliation. It's mercy, of course, that points to the one greater than Joseph, Jesus Christ. Indeed, we measure Joseph, don't we, in all of Scripture, by Jesus. And Jesus is sold for money by his brother disciple.
約瑟寬恕咗佢嘅弟兄們。約瑟係一個升斗去測量、衡量咗佢哋嘅罪孽，衡量咗佢哋嘅憐憫。約瑟嘅憐憫係因為基於耶穌係指向耶穌。確實，我哋用耶穌嚟衡量約瑟。耶穌被佢呢位弟兄門徒，亦都係為咗錢而賣耶穌去死亡。
Jesus dies the death of a criminal on the cross, right? He's forgotten. He's forgotten by God. He's abused, he's stricken, he's afflicted. There's no harmony at all. There's darkness, there's sin, there's hatred. And how does Jesus in Luke's gospel respond to all this hatred, this measure of sin and evil, all of that? He measures out forgiveness. He says, "Father, forgive them." That's what the crucified Jesus says.
耶稣以罪犯的身份为我们死在十字架上，他受到遗弃、虐待、打击和祈祷折磨，他没有和谐，亦只有对罪的憎恨。耶稣在十字架上是怎样透过衡量宽恕来回应这些所有的仇恨和憎恨，这些罪恶呢？以及我们的仇恨和罪恶呢？ 耶稣说：天父，请宽恕他们。垂死而且被钉在十字架上的耶稣，是祈求天父要宽恕他们。
Right, for the measure of sin, there's the measure of Jesus' mercy. It's mercy given without measure, without limit. The mercy of Jesus, which lasts forever. From Joseph to Jesus, from mercy to mercy, from Jesus to us, to a world that needs it, mercy to mercy. And the measure of our lives then, in Jesus and with Jesus, is one of mercy.
罪有几大，耶稣的怜悯宽恕就有几大。给到的怜悯是没有限量、没有节制的。耶稣的慈爱是永远长存，由约瑟到耶稣，由怜悯。
We've received the measure of mercy in Jesus. And you know, sin is not measured to us or accounted to us. Sin, our sin, is forgiven. It's measured to Jesus. He takes it away. His measurement of forgiveness, his mercy is our measurement in life. It's how we then are called, right, as Jesus says, to measure others. Measuring others by the same mercy that's been measured or given to us. Jesus puts it this way in our gospel reading today. It could almost be like a code of conduct for scouts, if you will. It almost sounds like that. A code of conduct for Christians. Judge not, you won't be judged. Condemn not, you will not be condemned. Forgive, you'll be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A code of conduct for the Christian life.
刚才牧师提到，我们身为基督徒，我们对自己的要求，等于我们同军，都有同军他们自己的要求，有自己的规定的事情。耶稣在我们今天读到的方里面这样说：你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你们不被论断，他们就不会被论断。不定罪，你们就不会被定罪。宽恕，你们就会被宽恕，给予他。
Well, how many times have we broken these words of Jesus? One subway ride will do it. Judging others, condemning others, too many times to measure. What does Jesus say in our gospel reading? Good measure pressed down. So press this one down. Shake it around, he says. Shaken together. Running over. Let it overflow in your lap. The good measure, Jesus says, is to forgive. To give the good measure of mercy.
咁我哋有几多次系违背咗耶稣呢啲说话咧？去批评他人或者去责骂他人咧？头先牧师提到，有时可能坐一次地下铁啦，坐一次subway咧，我哋就已经忍唔住噶啦。咁有太多次咧，我哋去衡量、去测量人哋。耶稣喺今日嘅福音里边继续咁话。 用好的星斗量器，炼摇大案，上天下流的倒在你们怀里面。
Good measure pressed down, Jesus says. Shake it around. Press it into the heart. Shake it around all over us. It's impressed upon us, is it not, in Christ? That's the language Scripture uses. Christ put on us. We put on Christ. His imprint of mercy is in us. And we shake all this mercy and forgiveness of Jesus and blend it together. It overflows right into our lap, into our heart, into our minds, right to us. God's mercy for us, in us, with us. Mercy right in our hearts and our lap, that we would see and respond to each other, that it would shake up our lives, if you will, in relationships of mercy.
这个美好的尺度在耶稣基督里面并且在我们身上。正如圣经所说，我们已经被披上戴上耶稣，祂慈悲的印记是印在我们身上，刻在我们身上。当我们一起摇动耶稣所有的怜悯和宽恕的时候，祂就会满写出来在我们的身上，在我们的心里面。对我们来说，这个意味着是正确的。 神在基督里面的怜悯是为我们的，在我们里面，慈悲就在我们的怀抱里面，在我们的心里面，在我们的思想里面，我们会以耶稣的怜悯来看待和去回应彼此，去对每一个人。
Jesus' words that code of conduct in our gospel reading, it is meant to ask us, right? How do we measure up with mercy? Well, in considering mercy, right, the way that we measure up is to always remember that we don't with God. We don't deserve any of it. It is, after all, as the theologians declare, unmerited mercy or undeserved mercy. We deserve punishment for our sins, and yet we're measured out with the mercy of Jesus.
在考虑到怜悯的时候，我们总是记住我们不配得到耶稣任何的怜悯。正如神学家所宣称的，无理的怜悯，不值得的怜悯，我们应该因为自己的挑剔和小气而受到惩罚。
God is merciful to us in Christ Jesus. He who was without fault was judged and condemned for our fault, for our sin, for our guilt. And the mercy of Jesus, right, is imprinted to us through faith. God our Father gives us mercy beyond measure in Jesus, God's Son, our Savior. Mercy without measure, mercy by which we measure our relationships. And not by keeping score of wrongs, but with the balance, with the harmony, with the standard of mercy.
神在基督耶稣里面向我们是施怜悯。 他没有自己是没有过错，因我们的罪和而受到审判和定罪。耶稣的怜悯是我们因着信心而所得到的。我们的天父上帝在上帝儿子我们救主耶稣赐给我们无限的怜悯，无限的慈悲。耶稣的慈悲我们是以此来衡量我们的关系，不是透过去记住错误， 而是透过平衡、和谐和仁慈的标准。
This is a good reminder and challenge for us. I mean, where in our family relationships can we move from a measurement of keeping track of wrongs and scores of wrongs to being merciful, to finding balance and the standard of forgiving? Right, which coworker, just think of one, can we stop condemning, at least in our mind, and instead show mercy? Start with the mercy that we experience. As we approach another church annual meeting, how can we measure out mercy, more harmony, more peace for all, for one another as the body of Christ?
这个对我来讲是一个很好的提醒和挑战。在我们家庭关系里面，我们可以在记录和记住错误的衡量标准，转向 仁慈和宽恕，对于哪一位同事，我们可以停止去谴责他们而显出怜悯呢？当我们即将举行另一个我们教会的年会的时候，作为基督的身体，怎样才能够彼此之间和获得更多的怜悯，和更多的和谐和平呢？
It's so tempting, it's so easy to just mete out anger and blame. Instead, right in Scripture, Christ consistently shows us a more excellent way. It's the way of measuring out mercy and forgiveness. And one of the hallmarks of measuring marks of a good life is room for forgiveness, to forgive ourselves and to forgive others.
我哋好容易就会被愤怒同埋责备去影响到我哋，相反，基督向我哋显示咗一种更加美好嘅一条更加美好嘅道路，去衡量怜悯同埋宽恕嘅方法。美好嘅生活同埋标志或者衡量标准之一，就系为宽恕留出一啲空间，俾一啲位去宽恕人，原谅我哋自己，去宽恕其他人。
You know, forgiving ourselves, forgiving others, it takes, I would say, the measure of time, does it not? A perspective of time. The measure of mercy over time, what happens, it adds up, it runs over, goes right to our hearts, it provides balance. Isn't that the same measure, the same pattern, the same standard we do each and every Sunday? We do it each and every Sunday here at True Light. We come together to say we're sinners and condemned. We come together for the measure not of ourselves, but the measure of Christ crucified, and receive the forgiveness of Jesus. It's the pattern. It's the standard. It's the measurement of our weekly worship. So that it, you and I, that we would make it the pattern and the measure from Monday to Saturday. Measuring out mercy, mercy in Jesus for each and every day.
原谅自己，多次去原谅其他人。 跟随着每一次的宽恕，怜悯的程度就会是累积起来，留到我哋嘅心里边。呢个就系我哋每个星期日喺呢度所做嘅事。我哋聚集喺一齐，话我哋系罪人，我哋聚集喺一齐去接受耶稣嘅怜悯同埋宽恕。呢个系我哋每个礼拜敬拜嘅模式，同埋呢个嘅去量度。 等佢成为星期一至星期六，都同样系有咁样嘅模式，系咁样去衡量每一日嘅怜悯喺耶稣嘅怜悯里边。阿门。